Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show,
the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
We're gonna skate to one song only. This is MMA's number five.
So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. The first niggas gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit.
All right, Random coming into the beat of Jay-Z and Kanye, man. This song makes me want to bounce and dance with the excitement of the UFC coming to South Florida, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely an exciting time. I mean, we were all out there today for the open workouts. Fun time meeting all the fighters. Very, very humble guys. It was a fun time out there.
Yeah, it sure was, man. You yourself in the Octagono and myself, we were able to interview a whole lot of fighters out there. Demetrius Johnson, Ian McCall, who joined us last week, Chuck Liddell. In fact, that interview is already up online. You can check that out on the YouTube there, channel RROMAN0201. A whole list of fighters that were out there. Carlos Condit, ladies and gentlemen, interim welterweight champion of the UFC, was there, and he will also be here on the Roman Show in just a few minutes. Carlos Condit will be on the program followed by the winner of The Ultimate Fighter Live, Mike Chiesa. Did I pronounce that correctly, Randall?
Chiesa. Mike Chiesa.
Chiesa. Mike Chiesa will be on the program here as he looked amazing in that fight, The Ultimate Fighter Live. And not only that, he's looking a lot younger because he shaved off his beard, as we saw him here.
I'm wondering if that was a bet he, like, you know, maybe made with some friends that he would keep the beard until the show was over or something, you know, like maybe it was one of those things, kind of like what Roy Nelson does.
Yeah, I wonder if that was a whole, you're right, maybe he did, maybe it was. Yeah, he fought against Al La Quinta, and he won by technical submission. And that was last Friday. And he's
the most storied fighter in that whole entire season because, you know, he had to deal with the heartbreaking news of the passing of his father while he was on there. And, you know, the guy went through his thing in there, you know, and it's great to see him being able to come out on top, even though we were all rooting for Mike Rio down here in Miami, obviously. But
yes,
if there's anybody else you could have rooted for, that's definitely the guy right there.
One thing I noticed about him, even though he went through that hardship, he manages to be a happy guy. I had a quick chance to speak to him prior to the show. And the guy's all smiles, he's all jokes, and that is tough, man, overcoming a loss in your family and still keeping your head straight. Wow, man, that's tough. My hat's off to Mike Chiesa for overcoming that and then winning The Ultimate Fighter Live on television. That just shows you how much he wants this thing And I'm sure that his father's looking above and proud of his son. There's no doubt about that.
Definitely.
The big news, Randall, we want to start off as we await the phone call of Carlos Condit, interim welterweight champion of the UFC. He'll be calling here in just a few minutes. The big news is that Brian Stann has been scratched from the main event of UFC on Fox 4 against Hector Lombard. This was reported by MMAJunkie.com. And as of right now, there is no replacement. This fight was scheduled to take place in Los Angeles this August. And Stann is out due to an injury. We don't have a specific details on the injury, but this fight will not happen. I'm kind of saddened by this because I wanted to see this fight myself, and I know that Camilo and I, we went one-on-one on El Octagono the other day. But I really wanted this fight to happen. I think it would have been a good welcoming for Hector, or a good test for him, too.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the biggest upsets that's happening with one of these cards going down due to an injury or any of the sort. Because that's definitely, I think that was a perfect entrance for Lombard. He was going to have a heavy hitter in Brian Stann, somebody that's going to match up with him toe-to-toe and definitely give him a great fight, a great matchup. I mean, obviously, the UFC is filled with a bunch of middleweights that they can match up against them. Right now, I'm wondering who they're going to try to pin against them, but, I mean, it's really disappointing. That was a fight I was really looking forward to.
Yeah, there's been a lot of injuries. As we know, Thiago Alves also was a victim of an injury. A lot of injuries has been affecting the UFC, and we saw not too long ago, I think it was about 2 years ago, there was a rash of injuries where the main eventers had to unfortunately drop out because of injuries. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a trend. You know, when one guy goes down, a whole bunch follow.
Well, I mean, and then you go along with what happened recently with Kenny Florian, that his injury required him to retire.
Right. But it must be tough for these guys because, you know, here they are, they're setting up the fight, the pay-per-view, and then, boom, one guy goes down. But it is a sport, you know, and unfortunately they get injuries that are on, it just happens. I mean, heck, you could be walking down the stairs, Rondo, and boom, pull out your an ACL. Things like that happen. At any time and at any moment, and most of the time, they might not even be going 110% to train. They might just be taking it light. Look at GSP, for example. He got hurt. All right, Randall. With that being said, let's stop talking, and let's welcome the UFC interim welterweight champion, Mr. Carlos Condit, here to the Roman Show. Carlos, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. Welcome to the show. You're on with Rodolfo Roman and Randall. We had a great opportunity there at the UFC event at the Open Workout in Sunrise, Florida. We got a smart chance to speak to you. But, Carlos, how are you feeling, my man?
Feel good. Feel real good.
All right. So, Carlos, I'm sure you probably heard this already, but it was out there. You were on HDNet. You were doing some interviews out there as far as who your next opponent could be to put that title on the line. And Mr. Johnny Hendricks posted out a little message on Twitter saying that, what about me? You know, Johnny Hendricks says that he wants a shot at this. But what's your take in this? What do you have to say about this fight, if it were to happen, if GSP can make it and be recuperated too?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, Johnny Hendricks is, you know, undeniably a top contender. The question that was asked to me is who I would like to fight in the case that George St. Pierre isn't ready in November. And the guy I would like to fight would be Martin Kamen, you know, for the reasons that I stated on the show. You know, he's my only loss in a really long time, really close decision. And, you know, aside from that, you know, it would be a big fight. I think it would be a bigger, more compelling fight for the fans. You know, even the casual fans than me and Johnny Hendricks. You know, not taking anything away from him, though. I mean, he's a great fighter.
But if you were to get a victory, I guess the opponent you named, Johnny Hendricks would possibly be next for you, if obviously he might have someone else as well for a number one contendership fight.
You know, I'm not looking back. You know, I'm not looking down the ladder. I'm looking up. And George St. Pierre is the guy who's above me on the ladder. He is the welterweight champion. And, you know, my goal and my focus right now is unifying the belts, you know, and know, if that's not a possibility this year, then then I think we'll explore other options.
GSP, as we know, Carlos is the guy that's pretty much, when you think of the UFC, you think of GSP. Having to fight Georges St. Pierre in November, if he is at the time very healthy, what is it going to mean to you? Is it going to be an honor to fight this guy?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You know, George is somebody that I've looked up to, you know, since I was first starting in the sport. He carries himself with a lot of class and is obviously a great champion. Fighting him would absolutely be an honor.
Absolutely. Randy, I have a question for champion Carlos Condit here in the Roman Show.
Sure. Carlos, being that, obviously we've all seen the comment that Greg Jackson had to make about coaching for this fight. I mean, he said he's going to be relaxing and eating a burger. What's your mindset when it comes down to fighting somebody who pretty much trains with the same coach, with the same team that you've trained with?
This is something that we've approached and actually, executed this contingency plan, with the, who's going to coach who, when I was training for George last year. This is something that we saw coming, a ways off when I started to rise through the ranks. It is what it is. This is kind of the nature of the sport. You have to train with the best camps in the world to be able to compete at this level. And sometimes you may end up, coming across guys that are in your camp that you might end up fighting. Luckily, on the other side of that, George and I never really trained together, sparred together, so we don't have that intimate knowledge of each other as far as that goes. It is what it is, and then when the fight's over, we'll get back to big happy family.
And also another thing that happened recently that came out in the news was that Nick Diaz's suspension became official. It's a 1-year suspension after his fight with you. And one of the things that people want to ask the fighters is, what are their opinions when it comes down to the reason of the suspension, when it comes down to that it was due to the marijuana use, and obviously, there's the possibility that was in his system during your fight with him. What's your take on that whole entire issue?
Well, I don't think that the marijuana is a performance-enhancing drug unless the guy is high and smoked right before the fight. It's unfortunate to see a great fighter like Nick in his prime, get sidelined for a year. I don't know if I necessarily agree with the rule, but that is the rule at the current time, and, he came up dirty, and, as fighters and as men, we have to be responsible and be accountable for our actions.
Definitely.
And Carlos, what is your take as far as the UFC now having their own drug testing? Do you think it's better for the sport with all these PEDs going on and some of the testosterone being used by some of the fighters?
I think more transparency, more testing will benefit the sport greatly. What I love about mixed martial arts is it's a pure form of competition. Obviously in any professional sport, there's going to be people trying to get an edge. Some people use performance enhancing drugs, but I feel like it's cheating. I guess there's some gray area with TRT and all that, but I think more testing is better for the sport.
Randy, I have a question for Carlos.
When it comes down to this fight with GSP, we all know that the GSP's he's been declared before many times the pound for pound best, and that's always been like the status that has remained around him, even though the lack of him finishing any fights recently has been there. But, knowing that he's always been able to study an opponent to be able to know where to keep it with Josh Koscheck, it kept it on the feet. when it came down to other opponents, he would take it to the ground knowing where their weaknesses. What have you taken from his style to be able to apply yourself and avoid the GSP style of you know, taking a pace of a fight through a five round length of a fight?
Well, yeah, you know, George has been, you know, dominant over some of the best guys in the division over the last, you know, five some odd years. But you know, your most dangerous opponent is always the next one. And you know, George's style, he likes to control the guy. He likes to control the pace of the fight. You know, in some of my fights, I've excelled at creating some chaos and really creating a lot of scrambles. You know, if George is able to you know, control me, then you know the fight's going to go his way. If I'm able to you know, do what I do and you know, create scrambles, keep the fight moving at a high pace, you know, I think I definitely have an opportunity to pull off an upset.
Well, Carlos, with the championship around your waist, come a lot of media appearances and interviews like you're doing with us and signing autographs, and you did that today at the Sawgrass Mills Mall, and that place was packed, man, with you, Chuck, Mike there signing some autographs. Tell me about the beauty about the sport that you guys actually get to hang around and speak to the fans.
I think that what separates MMA and the UFC from a lot of other professional sports is the accessibility of the fighters to the fans. You know, without the fans and without the passion that they have for the sport, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And so I love you know, meeting fans you know, anytime, and just you know, just hanging out with people. You know, I think a lot of fighters just regular guys, and you know, and it's cool to be able to, you know, to connect with folks.
And now I understand you're going to have a couple of more appearances tomorrow. I believe you're going to be at the Harley Davidson, or that was day two. And you're also going to be at the Metro PCS. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, I have several appearances tomorrow. I kind of just get in the car and go where they take me, man. So I'm not I don't know all the details.
And now, so you have on Friday night, though, you're going to be out there at the fights checking it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when folks come out to you at the fights, for example, and they greet you, what do you get as a fighter? You know, you came in, you paid your dues, you came from the bottom to the top, and you have guys that have already followed you from the get-go, and they come up to you. What's the feeling that you get?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. You broke up a little bit there.
What's the feeling that you get when some of these guys that pretty much have kept an eye on your career since the beginning, and here you are, you know, you're probably at cage side watching a fight, and some fans that follow you say, hey, Carlos, you know, I haven't seen you in such a long time, you're the champion. I mean, what's the feeling that you get out of that?
I'm extremely proud. You know, I love what I do, and but you know, it's been a struggle, and it's been a long road. I will have been fighting professionally for 10 years in July, and so, you know, this isn't just like an overnight deal. This is something I've worked for, you know, literally the better part of my life to achieve, you know, the things and, you know, achieve the status that I'm at. And so, you know, I'm just so stoked, just as a fighter and a fan of the sport, to see where it is and see the progression of new fighters coming out and the dedication that these guys show. The talent that's coming into the sport from, you know, from amateur wrestling and even from, you know, some of the professional sports, you know, it's kind of surreal seeing where the sport is compared to where it was when I started.
Random, one final question for Carlos.
Yeah, my final question would, there's always been the so-called rankings in the world of MMA. And, you know, there's rankings that consider you the number one welterweight. There's others at number two, number three. But you're always in those tops. What significance is that for you personally, knowing that, when they're ranking all the MMA fighters in the world, you're always in that top three category?
You know, I'm definitely, I'm definitely proud that I'm you know, in the ranks with some other, you know, some other guys that I really admire and have looked up to for a long time. But, you know, aside from that, I don't look a whole lot into rankings. I really don't feel like, you know, you could be ranked above or maybe necessarily below somebody until you've actually fought them and, you know, and see how it actually panned out. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I really don't, you know, pay too much mind to rankings. You know, I would like to fight all these other guys around me in the rankings that I haven't fought yet to really see what's up.
Definitely.
Well, Carlos, well, thank you so very much, man. We don't want to take too much time out of you, but Carlos Condit, the UFC interim welterweight champion here on the Roman Show. Anything you'd like to add, my man? Your Twitter account for folks to keep up to you with you.
You know, just like to thank all the fans. You know, like to thank some sponsors: Head Rush, Venom, Blue Grace Logistics, Nova Corp, and you know, just all the folks that support me. And thank you guys for having me on.
Carlos, thank you so very much, man. And we hope to see you throughout the rest of the week. And good luck when you get to hopefully fight GSP soon.
All right, man.
Thank you, Carlos. Good night, my man. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Great interview there with the UFC interim welterweight champion, Mr. Carlos Condit, on the program. And Randall, what an honor to have
awesome.
A champion. What's that?
The natural born killer. That man is awesome.
Yeah, very nice person, very nice individual. I had the opportunity of speaking to him earlier today here in the program. And you guys are going to have an opportunity to actually meet him throughout this week. Tomorrow, in fact, he'll be out there at the in Fort Lauderdale and in Sunrise today. Did you get to see that long line they had for Mike, Carlos, and Chuck at the mall?
Yeah, man, it was insane, man. Actually, and just to be more specific, where people can meet Carlos Condit, that'd be tomorrow at a Metro PCS store. And that's going to be in Davie. The exact address is 9180 State Road 84 in Davie, Florida. He's going to be there from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's only an hour, but, you know, in an hour they can push a lot of people through. So you're going to be able to see Carlos Condit. You're going to see the Octagon Nation Tour bus, the RV that's been driving the nation from event to event. And he'll be there for autographs and photos, man. It's going to be a fun time for people, and it's free. You get to meet the interim, the guy who's going to be fighting one of the pound-for-pound best in the world in GFP. And it's going to be a good time.
And not only that, Randall, but at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.,
yeah,
he will be there along with Michael at the Bruce Ross Myers Harley-Davidson Fort Lauderdale dealership, 2871 North Federal Highway. And if you want to go ahead and map quest that, the zip code is 3316. That's 3316. Again, Bruce Ross Myers Harley Davidson, Fort Lauderdale leadership. And that's from 7 to 8 p.m. You'll be able to meet interim welterweight champion Carlos Condit and the new Ultimate Fighter Live finale winner, Michael Chiesa. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, sir.
I hope
and
I am.
I'm not going to go there because I'm afraid if I step in there, I'm going to want to walk out with a Harley.
Man, and you gotta pack some money to ride off with a Harley, man.
I know, and I don't want to put myself in that position. I might lose my house.
You know, I think the only time I always was motivated to ride a Harley was when I used to see the Undertaker drive in with one to the arena.
I want one because I watch Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. So there you go, Mike Chiesa there at the event, 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, and then Carlos also at the Metro PCS store at 9180 State Road 84, Davie, Florida. All right, Randall, everyone's been talking about the UFC FX on 3 here in South Florida. We've been talking about it, and I have been getting a lot of emails saying, heck, times are tough, man. You know, I got to pay, what, $340-something, $350 for gas, depending where you live. But I want to go see the show. But I don't want to buy the tickets. You know what I mean? But guess what? The Roman Show has you covered, man. We're going to hook you up. Don't worry about it. Invest your money in the gas to get there. But we're going to hook you up with a free pair of tickets to see the show tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm already jumping the gun. Friday night.
Wow.
Friday night for free, man. And these are good seats. They're in the 100 section. You can't go wrong with that. And this is courtesy of the UFC. Thank you very much for the Ultimate Fighting Championship for giving us the tickets out there. But yeah, we're going to hook you up with a free pair of tickets for the UFC on FX. Just take this quick phone call. We're going to give you details on how you can win the tickets. Caller, you are on the air on the Roman Show. Hello?
Yes?
Hello? You're there. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, welcome to the Roman Show.
Hey, Roman, it's Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary, how are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Let me guess where you're calling. The free tickets?
Yes.
Well, guess what, Rosemary? I'm going to hook you up, man. I got you.
Yay.
I got you. I got you. Congratulations. Was that easy, Randall?
Thanks.
Just a phone call away, man.
It couldn't have been that any more simpler. I mean, you could have added
and
a
question to that. That wasn't planned. Rosemary was
that
listening to me.
That wasn't, honestly.
What's that?
I said, honestly, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, man. She saw the post on Facebook, and she had clicked like, and we're going to hook her up with a free pair of tickets, man, to the UFC this Friday night.
You know, I was going to try to win those, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. You cheat with the press. Rosemary, I'll go ahead and send you some details as far as how we're going to hook you up, and I'm going to go ahead and give you a free t-shirt, too, all right, where you're at. And make sure you wear it when you're
awesome.
There in the seats. All right, Rosemary, I got a pair of tickets for you. I'll send you the details, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for listening again. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, Randall, with that being said, the fans here are going bananas over these free tickets. Sorry, guys. Ladies first. I swear to God, this is not planned. This is not planned. She called in. This is not anything. Trust me, man. Take my word for it. All right, let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with more here on The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net.
Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Ooh, I can't get any more pumped than that, Randall. I think this tea is doing it for me, man. And with Friday just around the corner, I'm getting more hype by the minute. How about you?
Okay, as long as it's not decaf coffee, I have no problem with it.
It's
the last
Blanca.
Time you said you were drinking decaf coffee, I wanted to jump to the phone, and I will simply Mirko croak off your head.
Hey, man, what's wrong with decaf coffee?
It tastes disgusting. How can you drink that? How can you drink decaffeinated coffee? That's disgusting.
Oh, man, why are you guys picking a bone with me, man? I think it's pretty good, you know. It doesn't get you too hype. It just kind of does the job, you know. It kind of fools you. Kind of like a nicotine patch.
That's what regular coffee is for me.
Congratulations to Rosemary. You won a pair of tickets to this Friday's UFC on FX number 3, Ian McCall versus Demetrius Johnson, taking place in Sunrise, Florida. Make sure that if you guys don't have your tickets, you can visit Ticketmaster.com. But Rosemary will be going absolutely for free. That's this coming Friday in Sunrise, Florida, as we await for the phone call. Mike Chessa, who was actually on the line for some reason, just dropped the phone call. But yeah, he'll be calling in just a few minutes. We'll be talking a little bit about him winning the Ultimate Fighter. And there he is. And welcome, Mr. Mike. Welcome, the Ultimate Fighter live winner. Congratulations on that hard-fought victory. And welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Did you happen to catch that little conversation we had around with me about decaf coffee? Do you think it's not unmanly to drink?
I caught wind of it.
Is it unmanly to drink decaf coffee?
You know, a little bit, but I will defend one case in drinking decaf coffee. Now, when we were in the house, we all want to have a cup of coffee late at night, you know, to kind of get things moving before bed, but you don't want to be all wound up from the caffeine. So from a dietary standpoint, decaf coffee is okay. But from a casual standpoint, dude, if you're going to go for it, you might as well go with the leaded fuel, man. Go with the diesel.
You see, I can't do coffee like at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night because I can't sleep. So, I'll tease myself. A little decaf ain't going to hurt, you know?
There you go.
Well, Mike, welcome to the show, man. It's an honor to have you here. You're on with myself and Randall, the Afanya del Octagono. First and foremost, the one thing that I saw, and Randall saw it himself as well today at the Sawgrass Mills, your beard. You shaved it off. Did you do the best?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a little tradition of mine. Every time I start a fight camp, I quit shaving. And then, you know, I go into the fight with the beard. And then when the fight's over, I shave it off. You know, America, you got to see that I was in a very long fight camp. So, you know, just had to let the beard grow. I definitely plan on growing it back, though. It's a little tradition of mine I've always had for a few years now. So you can expect that the beard will be back before you know it.
Well, how long did it take you? Because you had it pretty long.
Well, that was 6 months. 6 months, but without trimming it, you know, without those new beard tips I learned from Roy Nelson, you know. That was 6 months of just letting it go without trimming it at all. So, you know, it only take me about a month to get it going again. So it should be back soon.
Well, Mike, we saw you out there. You're very free-spirited out there, very excited, meeting the fans. First and foremost, how did it feel to get all this attention you got from the fans today at the Sawgrass Mills during the UFC on FX number 3 open workouts? Tell me the love you got from the fans, because it was packed out there.
Man, a lot of love from the fans, at least the ones that recognized me. Some of them were like, oh, is that you? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And, but, man, it just feels great. You know, I went from, you know, fighting local shows, you know, up in the Northwest, to all of a sudden now winning the Ultimate Fighter and having all these fans. So I'm so appreciative, man. It just feels good to have people approach me and not only congratulate me for winning the show, but, you know, a lot of people can relate to what I went through early on in the season with losing my dad. So I love it when fans come up to me and are like, dude, you know, you inspired me. I lost my dad, and what you did inspires me. And it's like, you know what, that makes me feel good just because it's like, you know, Having fans is great, but inspiring people, when people say that kind of stuff to me, man, it's just totally flattering. I'm a very humble guy, so it's like all that stuff just means the world to me.
Yeah, man. Kudos to you, and I'm sure your dad watched that fight of yours, and he's very proud of you right now. But that was very a tough hardship you did, and kudos to you to hanging in there mentally, physically, because you were able to just win this thing with such hardship. Did you have any support from your teammates as well during this hard time?
Man, I had support from everybody in the house. I was reluctant to tell anybody what had happened. Of course, you know, Faber had went in and told the guys after I left the practice. They were wondering why I left, so he told all the guys on the blue team what was going on, and inevitably everybody on Team Cruz found out, and just every single person on the show, from the guys on Team Faber, Team Cruz, I mean, all the coaches on both teams, even the production staff, they were all very supportive and really paid their condolences. And I mean, there's not a bad thing I could say about anybody that was on the show on either side, whether it's red team, blue team, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, everybody there was just a great, great individual and showed a lot of support for me, and I was very thankful for that.
Yeah, man, I mean, it just gives me chills just even thinking about that and how you overcame that. Wow, man, really, man, a lot of kudos, and you deserve a lot of that, and you deserve to win this thing. Randall, you have a question for Mike.
Yeah, Mike, again, congrats on the victory, man. It was a great win. And one thing that happened with that win is you got a sub of the night honors in your first and your debut fight for UFC, when it's an official fight, not the two-rounder that you were doing on the show.
Yeah.
A sub of the night, and while you were doing this show, not only that, but you got a bonus for a submission victory in your first fight going into the house. You got a knockout bonus for your win over the favorite of the house and Lawrence. I mean, how did it feel for you to get all these extra bonuses, all this extra money out of your victories?
You know, it makes me feel great. Honestly, it makes me a little bit more of a tightwad with my money. You can't fight forever. I'm very conscious of that. I'm 24 years old. I know if I could keep my winning ways, I could be employed by the UFC for a very long time, but I'm not going to go out there and blow my money. You know, with the money I've won, I feel like it's just more responsibility, and I just need to do the right thing with it. Since I got the $40,000 bonus for the submission, I'm buying a house. I want to get that money invested into something tangible. I don't want to just go out there and blow it on a new car or something stupid. I already own my dream car, 1984 Volkswagen Rabbit, my baby, you know, so I don't need to go out and buy anything fancy. I just want to be smart with my money and just make the right decisions, because, money, as fast as it comes, it can go away just as fast, and I'd rather just do the right thing with it.
And definitely, and a lot of credit to you for that, because there's a lot of, especially, you know, because you're a young guy. I mean, a lot of people at your age would just blow that money out in one day, especially if you were in Las Vegas. So, I mean, a lot of kudos to you for that. But, obviously in that fight, you were fighting a fellow team member in Ala Quinta. And for you personally, being in that fight against somebody that was training with you the whole time through those 13 weeks that you were in the house, what's the motivation for you in that sense? Like, mentally, how are you preparing for that kind of a fight?
You know, all the guys, I mean, aside from Sam Cecilia, all the guys I met on the show, I met them under these circumstances. So, you know, it doesn't change the fact that I think Al's a great guy as a person and as a fighter. I think Al's, he's an awesome guy. You know, we've still talked and maintained contact with each other since the fight's been over. You know, we established a friendship from the show, but, you know, this is business, and we met each other under these circumstances. So if we got to go out there and fight, we got to go out there and do it. You know, the thing with that fight is it's the same motivation I have is probably the same motivation Al had. You know what I mean? Like, the big prize was right there in front of our faces, and so it didn't matter who I was going to go up against. I just had to keep my eyes on the prize and just know that I'm, you know, one fight away from winning this thing, and whether I'm having to fight a teammate or not, I'm not going to let something like the color of a jersey get in my way.
Definitely.
Now, Mike, have you had an opportunity? I mean, take us in here, 13 weeks. No cell phone, no Twitter, no Facebook, no communication whatsoever. Do they let you see some of the footage afterwards when you leave the house?
We can get on. I can get online and watch all the episodes right now. You know, I haven't watched any of the episodes yet, but I've gone and watched some of the videos from the house, like little funny videos and stuff like that. But I'm not ready to relive the season. You know what I mean? Like 13 weeks is a really long time. I'm not ready to go back and spend, you know, 12, 13 hours watching all these episodes over again. You know, everything's still fresh in my mind, and you know, I think at some point I'll sit down and watch them. But you know, in the meantime, I'm just trying to live in the now. I'll go back and watch the episodes later.
Any funny moments that you know, it goes on sale on DVD, that those hidden scenes that you can give us a heads up on?
Oh man, I'll give you a heads up about one, and it was actually me and Al. And Tuesdays was our day off. Tuesdays was a day where we don't go to the gym, we don't do anything. But as much as we all need a day off during the week, we all hated it. We sit around the house, we don't do anything. I mean, there's only so many things you can do in the house. Everybody is just bored stiff. So Al and I decided nobody really drank. I mean, we were all pretty, you know, we all maintained our health pretty well, but Al and I decided we wanted to tie one on one day, and it got out of control. Like, we'll just leave it at that. Like, I was upstairs puking in a pitcher in my bed. Al was out, passed out on a floaty in the pool. There's some videos already of that day where you can tell that, you know, Al and I are a little bit intoxicated, but I'm sure once the DVD comes out, I'm sure that there's going to be a little segment on that. I know Pichelle and Sammy Boy, they tied one on real good one night too, and got a little crazy as well. So there's definitely two nights where there were some drunken escapades. But the one thing I will say is, I think of all the seasons of The Ultimate Fighter, this has been the one where there really hasn't been any guys there for reality TV. No guys taking it seriously and just getting drunk all the time. I mean, everybody was very adamant in the house about staying healthy, winning fights, training hard. Really no drama in the house. So, but everybody, there's a few of us that cut loose, and you'll see.
Now that since the UFC, The Ultimate Fighter Live this time around, I actually had live fights. Did the butterflies increase a little more because you noticed that all these eyeballs were watching you live?
You know, I don't really think about those kinds of things. Whether it's live, you know, whether it's live or not, those kinds of things don't play a factor for me. I just stay focused on winning. You can't let outside elements come in and get in your head, because, you know, most of the time, you know, if you're stressing about the fact that it's a live fight, it might draw some negative energy, you know. But the one thing I will say is myself, I found it very hard to get going in my fights in the house. I mean, the Larson fight, I came out way too panicked, you know, a lot of mental things to overcome, obviously, you know, first fight since my dad passed. And then my next two fights with Lawrence and Vic, I was thinking too much. It's so quiet in there. You know, you only got, like, you know, 60 people attending, you know, between the teammates and just the random people. There's about 60 people there, and it's just dead silent. Nobody's cheering. You're thinking too much. You can hear every little noise. It's hard to get in your zone, you know. So I never started fighting until I started getting in trouble. And then I'd be like, shit, I need to start fighting, you know. And but it just feels great to not be fighting in the house anymore. I like fighting in front of a crowd. That was a difficult experience.
And I can attest to that, you know, like, if I get to speak to, like, 10 people, you get more nervous as if you were to speak to, like, 1,000 people. And I definitely understand where you're coming from. I guess because you feel these people looking at you. So
exactly. You feel people looking at you. You can hear too many outside things going on. I mean, specifically when I was fighting Vic that whole first round, I was thinking. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I was thinking so much to a point that I was a step behind him. And then, you know, it's what people thought, he had me in trouble. Like, he caught me with that one good punch, and he dropped me. But it's like, I was still thinking. I was never in the fight until that second round, when I was like, I'm losing, I got to win. And then I stopped thinking and started fighting. So it's like, for me, it felt like for me to get in my zone to fight, I needed to get in trouble. And then once I got in trouble, then I started fighting.
John, we have a question for you before we go.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, you used to fight at the welterweight division as well. I mean, obviously this was a lightweight season, but is there any chance of you maybe going back to that weight class at some point in your future? Am I just jumping the gun here a bit and pushing too much?
No, I've always said that 155 is my weight class. I fought the majority of my career 155. You know, I feel like that's my money gun. You know, that I'm good at that weight class. But definitely in a few years, I've always been very admirable at BJ Penn. You know, jumping up in weight class for the challenge. And that's what I love about the sport. I'm here for the challenge. I don't care about the money. I don't care about anything other than the fact that I'm here for the challenge. Being in the UFC, that's the challenge, you know what I mean? So if I, you know, later on down the road, if I'm doing fairly well at 155, I would love to jump up to 170 and, you know, test the waters there just to challenge myself, just to say I did it. And, you know, it's just, it's a weird thing about me. I know the guys are very big at that weight class, so, you know, it'd definitely be something where I have to plan it out. But, you know, I would definitely test the waters at 170 later on down the road.
Well, Mike, thank you so very... Go ahead, Brandon.
No, well, my last question was this. In regards to, like, Faber being your coach when it came down to the season, and now that the season's over, I mean, and all of you guys usually, the Ultimate Fighter cast usually picks up a good bond with their coach, and, you know, the possibility of continuing something with that coach is there. I mean, is there any chance that maybe you're going to continue doing some kind of work with Team Alpha Male?
Absolutely, man. I was sold on that after just being with them for a couple days. I knew that when the show got over, no matter if I won it, no matter if I lost in the first round, no matter what happened, I know that, you know, I need to spend some more time with Team Alpha Male. After being with them for 3 months and how much they changed me as a fighter, it's unreal. And I think that if I get out and train with them when I'm not in control of this show, when I can train on my schedule, you know, train more. I'd rather train 3 times a day than 2 times a day when I have a fight. And so it's like, I definitely want to continue my relationship and my working with Team Alpha Male. There's not a bad thing I can say about any of them. Master Tong, Justin Buckles, Lance Palmer, Money Mendez, you know, Benavidez, and of course, the head front runner, Uriah Faber, and Danny Castillo. Danny Castillo's a good guy as well, man. All those guys, dude, they rock. They're amazing.
Well, Mike, thanks so very much for taking some time to speak to us. And you can catch Mike tomorrow night, actually. You'll be joining Carlos for some of those signatures and autographs and photo sessions. Starting off at the Metro PCS, you won't be out there, but you will be at the Bruce Ross Mayer Harley Davidson Fort Lauderdale Leadership. That's starting off at 7-8-2-8-71 North Federal Highway. And I'm sure you'll be at other places. Are you going to go to any other after parties after the UFC on FX3?
Oh, you better believe it, buddy. Show's over. I'm on my vacation time now. No training. I'm only doing 12-ounce curls, so you best believe that I will be at the after party.
Any specific one?
No, you know what? I haven't heard yet. You know, I've been hanging out with Carlos over here and hanging out with Liddell. So just going to kind of see where these guys go and just kind of just try and go with them. I'd love to have a beer with Chuck Liddell, so I'm trying to see where he's going. But, you know, wherever the party's at, you can find me there.
What is it about, Mike, about the after parties? And I asked this to Scott Jorgensen, because most of you guys, you can't drink, you want to stay in shape, but, I mean, when can you cheat? When can you have a beer or two?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, it's usually, like, right after a fight. You know, obviously, if you're fighting, you can have a couple beers right after a fight. For me, obviously, I just got done with a 13-week stint that involved 3 months of training prior to get there. So I've been training my ass off for the last 6 to 7 months. You know, obviously, I got some time to cut loose. You know, I deserve a little bit of a break. You know, but as a fighter, you know, when your buddy's got a fight, you know, one or two beers is not going to hurt you. I mean, it's not going to set you back. You know, as athletes, you know, at least if you're doing it right, you're so well hydrated, you're eating so good, and in such good shape that going to an after party and having a couple beers isn't going to kill you. But if you start to have a couple beers more often than not, that's when it catches up with you. But it's like, you know, once in a while, you know, it's like a month, you know, I won't have a beer, you know, if there's a month to my fight, you know what I mean? Within it's 4 weeks, there's nothing. But, I mean, if I'm like 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks out from a fight, a couple beers isn't going to kill you.
Gotcha. Well, Mike, we hope to see you out there at the fight this Friday, obviously, and tomorrow night with the signings and the pictures, and obviously the after party, man, and enjoy South Florida, man.
I will, bro. It's amazing here, and thanks for having me on the show.
Anyone you might like to give thanks to, or you want to go ahead and plug your Twitter account.
Yeah, everybody go on Twitter, follow me at MikeNav22. Also, check out my fan page on Facebook, Mike Chiesa's fan page. You'll see it. And I just want to say thanks to all my fans, man. I've never had fans before, and it's just unreal, man, having these guys come up to me and ask my autograph and stuff. Like, I feel so blessed, and I just want to say thanks to the fans, and thanks to everybody that's gotten here, and thanks to Team Alpha Male and the UFC.
Thank you so very much, Mike. An honor to speak to you, man, and you've been inspire a lot of us, and keep it going, man. Good luck with the rest of the career.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
All righty there. The winner of the Ultimate Fighter Live, Mike Chiesa, here on the Roman Show. Randall, I learned a lot of stuff from this guy about this whole drinking in the house.
Man, that's going to be fun to see. That's definitely going to be something to enjoy. I mean, being that the way we saw this season, we didn't see too much of that, like he stated, you know, and since we didn't get to see too much of it, it was unfortunate for some viewers because that's what they enjoy. But, in all seriousness, no, he was a great person to have included in that show. The guy, like you said, was an inspiration to many. And, you know, it's a great thing that he's hearing it directly from these fans. You know, that's what makes it a lot more beautiful. That they're coming up to him and telling him, you know, what you did, what you went through, what you suffered through while you were on that show. It's inspirational, it's motivational, and you know, it makes people a better person to have seen it on TV going on in front of their eyes while he was going through it.
Yeah, I mean, wow. And you know, I saw him, and he was like a little kid, you know, signing these autographs, and he was all happy-go-lucky.
He's 24. 24.
Is he older than you and me? Yeah, right? Darn it.
Yes. Oh, man. But he's an awesome guy. And people, if you want to go see him again, Bruce Ross Myers Hardy Davidson, Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's definitely going to be a great thing to see this guy and show him love. Show him the appreciation for what he had to go through. And, you know, the guy is a great guy. He's a great fighter. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of greatness out of him in the UFC.
If you can't see him tomorrow, join him at the after party, like you said, because he will be out there.
Yeah,
the
that's one thing. I want to go party with him, man. I mean, if he had to go throw up and all that stuff, and I want to go party with him. That's where I want to be.
Not only that. We also got an invitation there from Ian McCaw.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna get weird. I don't know about that weird part, but we're gonna go party with him at the Hard Rock. The 7 Hard Rock Hotel and Casino after the fight. That's going to be exciting. Hey, just put up another interview with Demetrius Johnson. Make sure you check that out again on the Roman Show YouTube channel, RROMAN201. Also, go ahead and put it there on the website, RodolfoRoman.com. You can check that out. How about on your end, Randall? What do you guys got for el octágono or not? En todas las personas que no hablan en español.
I mean, we're pretty much going to be covering the same area as you, man. It is what it is. We're going to have all these interviews up with Demetrius, with Ian, with Eddie Wineland. We had so many that I've lost track. Eric Silva, which that was a fun interview, I think, for everybody, because having to deal with the Portuguese translation is always an exciting thing. And it was great out there. I mean, we're going to do the same thing, man. We're going to cover everything from top to bottom for the Spanish folk. Obviously, and do it para todos los hispanos, and just give them everything detail to detail, and make sure that all these local, Spanish-speaking followers of MMA go buy tickets, because they are gonna miss a great fight if they don't buy tickets. Great fight.
That's right. And also tomorrow from 1 to 4:30 p.m., the weigh-ins will take place at the Bank Atlantic Center, where the fight will take place this Friday. That's going to be
great.
The doors open there at 1:30 p.m., Randall, and that's at 1 Panther Way, Sunrise, Florida, 1:30 p.m. From 1 to 2 p.m., you are going to have an autograph signing with Chuck Liddell, UFC Hall of Famer. And at from 2 to 3 p.m., you're going to have a question and answer with Hector Lombard, and that's going to be interesting because we just found out that he will no longer fight Ryan Stant.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably going to be the topic of the day. I mean, more than likely, we're going to start hearing some names being thrown around, you know. I mean, that's more than likely the case that by the end of By the end of the show, we'll probably see one name.
Now, I want to state this news here. Now, there's a very popular webpage or a fan page on Facebook titled MMA Discussion, and they seem to be very, very, very accurate, and that's the reason I bring it up, Brandon. I'm sure you've heard of them yourself. They state here, and this is breaking news, that Brandon Vera versus Shogun Fua is set for the main event of UFC on Fox 4. Okay. That is what is being reported by MMA Discussion. Again, I read this from Facebook because these guys are about 95% accurate most of the time. Now, this was originally headlined by Lombard and Stan. So, that means that
if they're not able to find a replacement that's, strong enough for a main event, then, you know, that's what they're going to go with, which is understandable. I mean, you can't blame them for pulling something like that. But, you know, I mean, it's all going to be in the rush of things and waiting to see what happens. And that's just the situation, you know, when they have to handle it the way it is.
Right, and not only that, on the same fan page, there has been a video, well, unfortunately now you can't see it, it was private, but there is a video of Thiago Alves speaking about his surgery he just had. He's on his pectoral muscle out there, and he's just basically speaking about how he feels and so forth. And that happened today.
It was a pectoral surgery, I believe, what he had to go through, which got to be a strong one. I mean, we've even seen wrestlers in the WWE have to go through that, and it's not pretty.
No, it's not. And he put out a video out there, private now, but at one time it was public. But he seems to be doing fine. He came out of surgery. He looks good. It says he suffered it during training. He has a torn pectoral muscle. He suffered during training, so he looks good. He looks positive, and hopefully we'll be seeing Thiago Tipo Alves soon in action. All right. With that being said, Rams, I want to speak briefly about the card. But on one note, before we speak about the UFC on FX, Brent Rogers is back. He's going to be fighting for Bellator. Did you get that news?
Yeah, I did hear about that. You know, it's going to be interesting to see him back in a large promotion. You know, I mean, he had to deal with some serious issues. Obviously, there was a lot of, blurred out images or blurred out words when it comes down to what happened specifically in his situation. Because if I'm not mistaken, it was a domestic violence case that ended up getting him fired from Zuffa.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the way Bellator is going to approach his return and how they're going to go about it. I mean, and obviously they also got King Mo now too, in the welterweight division. But they got a couple of names coming in there that people are going to recognize, and that's an awesome thing for Bellator because they just lost Hector Lombard, and they need names that people are going to recognize.
All right, well, that said, man, Randall, the big show is this Friday. Finally, 6 years in the making, the UFC returns to South Florida, UFC on FX. 3, Ian McCaw versus Demetrius Johnson. The winner of this will fight Joseph Benavidez for the flyweight title. This is all part of a flyweight tournament the UFC put together. If you don't have your tickets, you can visit Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations to Rosemary, who won those pair of tickets. She'll be going out there absolutely for free, courtesy of the Roman Show. So congratulations to her. Not only that, Randall, she's going to get hooked up with a free T-shirt. You can't go wrong with that. Free shirt,
never.
You can
never go wrong with a free T-shirt. I mean, even Uncle Creepy was giving away free T-shirts at the open workout. You can never go wrong with
it. Heck, I'm wearing it right now. You know what? You know what I noticed, though, one thing? It's pink. I think he gave me the girl version.
Well, maybe that's where the whole little get weird thing comes about.
I think so, man, because, I mean, it's gray, but the lettering is pink. I mean, Kanye West wears pink. I guess it's cool, right?
I mean, look at Dolph Ziggler in WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, you can.
Okay.
See, there's people who can pull it off. There's people who can pull it off. I don't try it. It doesn't work with me, but some people can pull it off.
Well, I'm discreet. I have my Marlins hat. No one can see my face. I think I get away with it. But, all right, the main card, man. Demetrius Johnson versus Ian McCall. Flyweight tourney, opening round. Who's your pick, Randall?
In the main? Man, I love Mighty Mouse. He's a great fighter. He's awesome, and he was an awesome person. But I just feel like Ian McCall has this, man. He looked great in that last round, and I think he understood that he needs to avoid the showing off and avoid going into those showboating moves or whatever and just be serious and fight the fight. And I think that's what he's going to do. And I think he's going to pull off a victory and be facing Joseph Benavidez for the flyweight title.
You know, I totally agree with you. I do see Ian McCall more of a dominant guy, even though Demetrius Johnson is a great fighter. But you're right, looking back at that fight, McCall pulled it out during the last round. And, I mean, for some reason, he is the number one flyweight. You know, they just don't put these rankings down for nothing.
Exactly.
Although some people don't take it to the heart, which I understand. But he looked good today. But I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't. But I might see this fight going to the judges one more time, man, because they're both.
It's a possibility, man. It's a possibility, and that's one of the questions that, I mean, at least from our end, and we asked them, you know, and they all seem to be, you know, secure with the thought that, look, we're going to be aiming to finish it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but we're not going to feed into the extra pressure just because there was a mistake the first time. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening in the fight. But I do see your point. I mean, their pace is kind of a decision kind of pace. So that might be the possibility. But I still, like, again, I still see Ian McCall taking this one.
I'm going with you on that one. All right, I know I did things completely wrong, but we're just going down from the top to the bottom. So I'm going to bring in the next fight, Charlie Brenneman versus Eric Silva. I was impressed with Eric Silva. I know he fought only
oh, my God, that kid is just amazing.
And it's the first time he fights in the United States, but I think I even told you myself, you know, did you showboating in front of the people? But that guy looks serious.
No, man, that is just how that guy is, man. I mean, you see that guy's fights, the jungle fights that he used to do in Brazil, which, you know, for people who didn't know him before that knee to Carlos Prater that got him disqualified, the guy used to be accustomed to fighting that style when he was fighting in Brazil just two fights prior to the Carlo Prater fight. You know, he was fighting a Vale Todo kind of a fight, and that includes knees on the ground and soccer kicks and all that good stuff. So, I mean, the guy still had that in him, and obviously it was an accident. But aside from that, man, the guy is just incredible. His technique is incredible. He's insanely creative when his moves. He was doing crazy takedowns. The submission attempts he was just throwing around there. I mean, the guy's amazing. And, you know, Charlie Brenneman being a former Spanish teacher, a guy who's a great guy, too. But, I mean, Eric Silva just looked insanely awesome for this fight.
Yeah, he looked insane. It's the first time he's fighting out of Brazil. He has fought two times already for the UFC. But like you said, he did fight for Jungle Fight. The man only has two losses. He has 13 wins. One of them, obviously, is a disqualification.
The DQ. And the DQ,
yeah,
he was winning that fight. He was completely demolishing Carlo Prater.
And then the other loss is against Marlon Neto, which is a very, very early in his career. And he lost that by decision.
Yeah.
But we saw this guy right there and then, and the guy looked like a beast. And I don't want to take any credit away from his opponent, Charlie, because he looked good to himself. But,
yeah,
man, this guy looks here. All right, now, Josh Neer versus Mike Pyle. Who do you got in this one, man?
Both of these guys look great. The one thing that is just that I noticed is just that Mike Pyle's stand-up is a little bit more, is a little more on point. They both got great ground game, and they both can take it to the ground. But Mike Pyle, I think, has advantages in certain areas, and I think Mike Pyle is going to be able to pull out the victory. But I'm not going to put Josh Neer out of the question. The man can definitely pull it off. I just feel like Mike Powell might just have the slight advantage in both areas, on the ground and on the feet, when it comes to that match.
And then also we have the final fight that will be airing on FX. It's actually going to start off the card. Scott Jurgensen versus Eddie Weiland.
I'm telling you one thing. That's going to be a freaking war. Those two are going to go at it, and it's going to be a very, very, very fun fight. Very fun fight. I'm sure that thing is going to be a great fun fight.
You say it's the judges?
I don't even know, man. This thing's insane. Scottie Jorgensen is a great grappler, and he's great at finishing people in ground and pound, and even possibly pulling out a sub. I mean, the guy's grappling is great. But Eddie Weiland himself was telling us today, he was like, look, I mean, I've never showboated off my wrestling, but, you know, I train with black belts, and I train with NCAA Division I wrestlers. So, you know, my grappling isn't bad. I'm not worried if it goes to the ground. So, I mean, to me, the only advantage I would see is Scottie Jorgensen taking it to the ground. But, I mean, the guy looks confident as well, Eddie Weiland. And it might just go to a decision. And that might be one of those that might end up being a split decision at the end of the night.
Well, that pretty much does it for us, Randall. And, of course, the rest of the fight card, which starts off on Fuel TV. Guys like Mike Pierce versus Carlos Rocha. Stasinski versus Lance Benoit, Leonard Garcia versus Mike Bryce, Justin Page versus Jared Papagian, Tim Means versus Justin Salas, Kyle Malguez versus Bucky Roberts, and the preliminary card on Facebook, still here on Facebook, Bernardo Montel versus Henry Martinez, and Jake Head versus Sean Peterson. That is pretty much wraps up the entire card. And the action begins, guys, at Sunrise, at the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise, Florida. At 5 p.m. is what they have, the first fight. So if you want to see all of these fights, get there early. We'll be out there. L'Octagono will be out there. The Roman Show will be out there. And we'll be out there tomorrow night, too. Or tomorrow evening, actually, at the weigh-in.
Yeah.
Your final thought, Randall?
Well, I mean, first, before my prior last thought, I will say I'm excited that UFC has come to an agreement with EA Sports.
Yep.
For upcoming video games. That means they're abandoning THQ and going on to EA Sports. And I'm a fellow EA Sports heavy supporter, buying usually all of their sports games when it comes down to NBA 2K and all that stuff. So, I mean, not 2K, NBA games and all those. Obviously, it's a great video game company. I can't wait to see what they come up with. And final thoughts, man. Seriously, this was an exciting show. Carlos Khan did a great interview. Michael Chiesa, an inspirational guy, and plus a little fun with him as well, which was awesome. And, man, I'm excited for this whole entire week. Glad that UFC decided to come back down to South Florida after how many years? I mean, since 2007. Coming back to South Florida, and hopefully they come back again, man. Hopefully we make an impression enough on them for them to want to bring more of these fight cards over here.
I hope so, too. By the way, I just want to read this to you right now. On Facebook, Hector Lombard. Are you ready for the person you just called out?
Okay.
Hector Lombard on his Facebook page right now, in fact, about 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago, and it's already has a bunch of likes. He has called out for Michael Bisping. He is calling him out. Posted right now on his Facebook, Bisping, I'm calling you out. That'd be a nice one.
That would be. I mean, that's what a lot of people wanted to see in the first place when there was a rumor that Hector might debut as a coach for the tough, the Smashes, when it was going to be Australia versus UK. They thought they were going to put them both as coaches. And maybe that's what they might do. They might pull Hector Lombard from the card and end up making him a coach for that event, because they haven't announced any coaches yet.
Right.
That to me was like the most primary thing I thought would be best, to push Hector Lombard, get people to see him and meet him through the TV, you know, and get people to, you know, see who he is. I don't know, man. I mean, it'd be a great fight, that's for sure. And I think Michael Bisping might be eating his words with that one.
Yeah, so
Let's see, let's see. And you know, I hate to turn around, but I'm going to go to NBA real quick. 89-84. Thunder is up 6-56 less in the game. Randall, I think it's time we cut this game, this show short and go watch that game.
You know what? And
speaking
of that. Speaking of that, I think I want to go up to Dana or whoever is down here and tell him, look, can you just put me in one of these prelim cards and go in there for a minute just so I can get punched in the face so I can forget that Miami Heat lost? I want to go into a coma. I want to go into a concussion or whatever and forget that loss because I cannot understand it. Cannot understand it at all whatsoever.
Till this day, I don't understand. I just hope, I'm crossing my fingers, that tomorrow, Boston, the Miami win, and then we come back home. It'll probably be either Saturday or Sunday, and we win. I'm crossing my fingers.
It's been done before. It's been done before. We've seen Miami Heat come back and defeat Indiana in their own home court. Obviously, that was Indiana Pacers. You know, that's not the Boston Celtics. The TD Garden is one of the loudest arenas that you'll ever run into. So those fans are crazily insane. So it's going to be a tough one, man. But I think, and this is just my comment, if Eric Spoelstra happens to run into the Roman show, play Boss more, please. Don't think about unfair. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Play the man.
Please do that, man. But you know what? Don't forget the last time that we won championship in 06, we came back from a deficit. We won 3 in a row. Remember that one against the Mavericks?
Exactly.
So,
yeah, that's why I'm saying it's been done before. It's been done before. It's nothing new.
Don't count it out yet. All right, that's pretty much it for us. Congratulations again to Rosemary. Visit RodolphRoman.com. You're going to see a whole bunch of interviews shortly. And also Loctagono.com for the full Spanish. Randall, always a pleasure, man. I'll see you tomorrow night at the Wins and obviously at the fight. Good night. And everyone, enjoy UFC on FX3, whether you're here in South Florida, living down here, you're going to go to the show, or you will be watching it on TV. Whatever it is, enjoy it, guys. We will catch you next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, guys.
Good night.